Albany Horse Adventure Thriller. I am the destroyer of women. But first, this message. You can always count on Mutual's corps of newsmen to bring you outstanding coverage of the tremendous news stories of the moment. And these able correspondents bring you night in and night out reports on the news as it happens to keep you up to date on current events at all times. Every weekday evening, you can enjoy the dramatic and colorful delivery of Gabriel Heater as he presents his views of the news happening. There is Bill Henry with his famed capsule report. 5 minutes of late-minute headlines that make informative listening. For more detailed analysis, you can enjoy the stimulating commentary of Frank Edwards, who is known for his fearless approach to controversial questions. There is News As You Like It for weekend listening, too. Every Saturday and Sunday evening, Cecil Brown brings you his comments on the news picture as seen from a veteran reporter's viewpoint. Here, Gabriel Heater, Bill Henry, and Frank Edwards every weeknight, and Cecil Brown every Saturday and Sunday, all presented over most of these stations. And now, I Love a Mystery. ...7 o'clock at night at the end of a cold, windswept day in a small second-rate California street hotel, somewhere in the neighborhood of Van Ness Avenue in the midst of the San Francisco metropolitan area. Despite the fact that the hotel was surrounded by a cordon of plainclothes police, the destroyer of women has got to Meredith Hendricks. He has been definitely identified as Dr. Joseph C. Ryder, consulting psychiatrist. Consulting psychiatrist for the police department, if you please. And now he has vanished in the midst of a welter of police, and Mrs. Meredith Hendricks has vanished with it. Jack has got his own theory, and he and Doc have climbed to the sixth floor.
But the police have been through every room on this floor right down to the bureau door.
I think Dr. Ryder waited until the police had finished searching this floor, and then I think he brought Meredith Hendricks up the fire escape. That's why he killed the policeman left to watch the fire escape.
And you think you're up here somewhere right now?
I'm gambling on it.
Well, what do we do first?
Well, there's two vacant rooms on this floor, 608 and 615. We'll try them first.
Well, how do you know there's only two vacancies?
I got a list of all the vacancies from the manager. Yeah. Here, this 608. Unlocked.
Nothing here.
Okay, 615's around the corner. I think we'll find it empty, too.
It is, and what you got up your sleeve?
Then we'll try the telephone gag.
Well, what the heck's a telephone gag, huh?
Here's 615.
Open?
Yeah.
Another blank.
Okay, come on in. Close the door.
Okay. I don't know what you've got on your mind, though.
You'll get it in just a minute.
Well, who are you going to call?
Hello, this is Jack Packard. Jack Packard. Yeah. I know I'm in a vacant room. Look, are you one of Lieutenant Harrigan's men? Okay, then you know who I am. Yeah, Jack Packard. Well, that's better. Now, listen to me. You ought to be pretty familiar with that switchboard downstairs by this time, and... Yeah, all right, here's what I want you to do. There are 13 rooms up here on the sixth floor, not counting the two vacancies, right? Good. I want you to start with 601 and ring every room. Yeah, give me a connection. I'll talk with the occupant. When I hang up, give me 602 and so on. Get it? Never mind what for. Okay, get started.
But, Jack, every room that's rented ain't going to be occupied at 7 p.m.
I know that. Get your pencil and notebook out. Okay, here comes the first one through. Hello. Hello, this is the police department. Who is this, please? Well, I'm sorry, but I... Jonathan Bigsby. All right, thank you, Mr. Bigsby, that's all. Yes. Write down Jonathan Bigsby, 601.
Okay,
now for 602. Okay, switchboard 602. Yeah, please.
Hey, I begin to get it. First, we'll eliminate the regular people.
Hold it. Hello, 602? Yes, well, this is the police department. Madam, I'm sorry, but there's a murderer loose in this hotel, and it... No, I don't think you're the... Look, all I want is your name, please. Yeah, that's all. Mrs. Gladys McDonough. Thank you, Mrs. McDonough. You got that?
Mrs. Gladys McDonough, 602, who don't like police.
Yeah. Okay, switchboard 603.
Jack, if we should be wrong about him being up here, we're wasting an awful lot of precious time.
603 doesn't answer.
Just like I said, everybody ain't going to be in his room.
Okay, switchboard. Go on to 604. Now write down 603. No answer, Doc, will you?
Yeah, I got it already.
Hello.
Hello, room 604. This is the police department. Yeah, I'm afraid we're still around. May I have your name, please? Mr. Arnold Johnson. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Arnold Johnson, 604. Suppose the destroyer himself answers and gives the right name for the room he's in.
I've heard his voice. I don't know him if he's got the nerve to answer. Yeah. Okay, switchboard, 605. Yeah.
Jack, supposing he isn't up here.
He's got to be. There's no place else for him to be. Couldn't possibly get through the police lines. He's got to be right here in this hotel.
Why don't you kill me? Why don't you do it and get it over with? Why do you keep me tied down this way?
Meredith Hendricks, the woman. Go on, whimper. Meredith Hendricks, the Jezebel. Meredith Hendricks, the Defiant.
Who are you? Who are you to do this to me?
You don't know me, Meredith Hendricks. You don't know me.
I should. I knew I should.
Yes. I'm surprised you don't know me.
Where am I? How did I get in this room?
You're still in the same hotel.
I am?
Yes. Mm-hmm. On the sixth floor.
Oh, then I must have seen it.
You made it so easy for me. The moment you saw my face, you turned so deadly white. You jumped to your feet and began to fall.
Yes, I remember.
Officer McCarthy turned to catch you. His back was towards you. It was so easy. So easy. And I liked it. I swung with all my strength.
But why did he trust you? Why did he let you in?
And, you don't remember me, Mrs. Dunn.
No. No, how can I? I tried and tried.
I'm Dr. Joseph Ryder. Now perhaps you remember me.
Dr. Ryder?
Yes, look at me. Don't you recognize me? Dr. Joseph Ryder, the neurologist. Dr. Ryder, the psychiatrist.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you came to see me at the nursing home.
Of course I came to see you at the nursing home. Of course I did. You treated me like dirt under your feet.
I didn't want.
Yes, you did. Don't deny it. Don't try to deny it. What are you laughing at? You're laughing at me, are you?
Oh, it's crazy, it's insane. I only saw you two times. You came to question me about my condition. You sat in my room and talked to me about my mental condition.
Yes, you thwarted me. You treated me like dirt under your feet. Yes, you, Meredith Hendricks, who knew no restraint, who drank cocktails in public places, who danced with other men's arms about you, who laughed when other men talked to you, who looked into other men's eyes, you or Jezebel, and you treated me.
There's no sense to it.
Speak up. What are you saying?
But I only saw you twice in my whole life, and both of those were professional visits at the nursing home. You were the consulting psychiatrist.
You were cold. You treated me like dirt.
Are you saying you were in love with me? Is that what you're saying?
Don't you want to humiliate me further? On your deathbed, you rise up to further drive in the knife.
What are you talking about? How have I humiliated you?
You remember.
You don't know what is it. What did I do?
When I was treating you, when I was talking to you, I asked you about your husband.
Yes, of course.
You said he was a large man, a tall man. I said small men have something in their favor, too, and you laughed. You laughed in my face. You made fun of me.
But I wasn't making fun of you.
Yes, you were.
Dr. Ryder, is that why you're trying to kill me? Is that what all this is about? While you were acting as a consulting psychiatrist, you fell in love with me. And then because I made a passing remark about small men. Dr. Ryder, is that why you killed my friend, Ray Smith? Did she laugh in your face, too? Did you love her, too, and did she laugh at you?
Women, birds of the earth. Sooner the frivolous creatures are destroyed.
You're an insane man, Dr. Ryder. You're a madman.
Listen to me, Meredith Hendricks. I may not be able to make women respect me, but I have the power to make them fear me. And I have the strength and the will to destroy them.
Women have treated you badly, so you'll become a killer of women. Is that what you're telling me?
Now, Meredith Hendricks, the greatest pleasure of my life.
The knife? Oh, no! The knife!
It won't cut any deeper than the cutting word.
Listen, there's somebody at the door.
Now, that's just the old woman locked in the closet.
Old woman locked?
The old woman who occupies this room. I could have killed her. I will yet if she doesn't stop that fall.
Mrs. Bailey, Dr. Ryder, don't do this thing. Don't do this thing. It's such a useless, unnecessary, horrible thing.
Telephone.
Aren't you going to answer it?
For the old woman. I wonder if they know she's in.
Yes. Yes, of course they do. Somebody will probably be right up here. You better get away from here while you can. Somebody's sure to come right up here.
Another room, it doesn't answer, huh?
Yeah. That makes 4, 10, and 13 that haven't answered.
He still rings?
Yeah. All right, switchboard, that's enough. If they don't answer by this time, they... What? What did you say? You say an old woman occupies 613? You know she's in.
Hey.
She's in, but she doesn't answer?
Jack, you're right.
Okay, switchboard, never mind any more calls. Come on, Doc.
Hey, man, you got something by the tail, man.
613 should be two doors down. Take it on your tiptoes.
It's too late.
No!
Hey, Jack, no! That's her. That means it's him.
Defense is not the responsibility of the military alone. Even with their widespread radar screens, they cannot entirely eliminate the possibility of enemy planes slipping through undetected. It is up to us, the civilians, to plug up these holes in our radar defenses. A bombing attack anywhere in the United States will affect each one of us. To prevent this possibility of surprise attack, the Ground Observer Corps has been formed. It is composed of civilians who each week give about 4 hours of their time to this vital skywatch. Many more observers are needed to fill out the complete coverage program. Write or phone your nearest Civil Defense Center. The further adventures of Jack and Doc will come to you tomorrow at the same hour when you hear Meredith Hendricks say...
No! No, no, no!
Doc, bust that door in. He's killing her. He's killing her.
I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Robert Dryden as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Law, with Athena Lord as Meredith Hendricks, Louis Van Ruten as Freely, and directed by Mel Bailey. This is Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.